President Trump is getting backlash from his own party after commuting the prison sentence of former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Illinois governor has served 8 years of his 14-year sentence for soliciting bribes for political appointments. We're going to get some reaction in his home state. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Craig Delamore, a political reporter for WBBM Radio in Chicago. Craig, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What's initial reaction like there?
Well, I think you're finding a lot of politicians, elected officials on both sides of the political aisle trying to pretty much stay as far away from Rod Blagojevich as they can. Among the few bipartisan things that happened in Illinois was the impeachment of Rod Blagojevich. So this is not a popular decision.
Do you see it impacting the next presidential election? Will this keep anybody from voting for Donald Trump?
I don't know how much or how widespread that might be, and that you weren't going to get very, very many people voting for him in Illinois. This is a relentlessly blue state, much to the chagrin of a lot of people, Republicans, who've tried to make more inroads here. But what I think is the worry is that it's going to have an impact on some local races. People who are Republican absolutely don't want to be seen, even though Rod Blagojevich is a Democrat. They just don't want to be seen as being associated with a decision made by a Republican president. So I think the home problem is bigger than the national problem.
Craig, what's the backstory here? Do we know why President Trump, obviously a Republican, what prompted him to take this action and let a former Democrat out of prison early?
Well, there are a couple of quick things. One is that they met before because Rod Blagojevich, after he was arrested but before he went to trial, was on the before he was president, was on Donald Trump's reality television show, Celebrity Apprentice. He was fired, by the way. And since then, I think what has happened is that Rod Blagojevich and his wife, Patty, have made a real effort to tie their cases together, to say the kind of thing that was happening to Donald Trump is also the kind of thing that happened to Rod Blagojevich, a witch hunt, allegedly a witch hunt, and over-aggressive prosecutors, and he's always maintained an over-aggressive sentence.
Craig, of course, the Blagojevich story raised all kinds of concerns and issues about corruption in Illinois. Were there systemic changes made in the wake of his conviction?
Yes. Well, yes, but the changes have been made, but they have been made often in Illinois, and there always seem to be ways of people getting around them. So I think, we've had 4 of the last 10 governors in Illinois have gone to prison for corruption. There have actually been 5 governors who were at least accused of being corrupt. So these things are happening. There is an ongoing federal corruption investigation underway in Springfield, in our state capital, even now. So, yes, changes have been made. No, they haven't been enough. But the current governor, J.B. Pritzker, and politicians on both sides say, well, they're really going to do it this time.
Craig, it's great to talk to you. Craig Delamore, political reporter for WBBM Radio in Chicago.